Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, my guest is Sandy Harper. Most people in the area know Sandy as being the artistic director of Cyrano's Theater Company and just a presence in the performing arts here in Anchorage. Welcome to the show, Sandy.
Hey, thank you, Steve. I am so excited to be here to share our upcoming, very exciting 2016 season.
And you know what's interesting is that our summer shows normally feature seasons for theaters in the area, but Cyrano's traditionally does their season from January through December. So sometimes we fit you in at the top of the year, but you've got your whole season planned for next year. So I'm so glad you have that. We can talk about what's coming up. I also want to talk about what's been happening this summer, but shall we get to the season first?
Well, I'd like to briefly touch base on the three remaining decades of our special summer series.
Because we had you on at the beginning of the summer talking about this crazy idea of having 10 plays being done over the 10 weeks of the summer.
A different decade every week.
About a different decade to celebrate Anchorage's centennial. And you've already gone through seven of them.
We are in week eight right now, right, which is 1985 to 1995. And what it is an Alaskan parody of Prairie Home Companion, written by Jack Dalton, with special guest master storyteller John Active. It's fantastic.
And that's we're in production for that right now.
It's happening right now. It'll play through Monday at 7. You know, they play six performances a week. Then the next week, which is 1995 to 2005, that's written by John McKay. And then the finale, 2005 to 2015, is written by Indra Arriga. So if you haven't seen these decades, take a gander at them. Because now we're going into our fall season after that, where we have the luxury of every month we'll have a different play.
Rather than every week.
Yeah, it's going to be very luxurious.
That's a luxury right there, huh?
Yeah. And our September play is Tribes, which is a bold comedy drama that's truly engaging about growing up deaf in a hearing family. And Dick Reichman's directing that. An incredible cast, and some of the cast members are actually learning American Sign Language.
Interesting. That's a really wonderful talent to have.
Oh, it is. It is. And so November is already in rehearsal, and that's Other Desert Cities with super juicy roles for all the actors, and that's being directed by Shelley Wozniak. And you're going to find it's truly a pleasure to spend time with these messed up, complicated people. And, you know, this play asks the question, who owns the family stories? So this one, I'd say, is half Greek tragedy and half witty comedy. Hmm. Then our annual holiday family treat is inspired by the book King Island Christmas and honors and celebrates the people of King Island. But we're also dedicating this production.
King Island. What is King Island?
King Island is an island in the Aleutians, which is now deserted. But the King Island people are still very much around.
Interesting.
And you will find out all about it.
Oh, okay. So we don't hear much about King Island in the Aleutians, but it's one of the islands out there in the Aleutians.
Definitely. Great. And it was very famous for Father Hubbard being there. Mm-hmm. And there was a famous children's book called King Island Christmas, written by Gene Rogers and illustrated by Rumineth. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, we are dedicating this production to this famous Alaskan artist because she just died. Mm. And so that's going to be beautiful and exciting. And so that will be November and December.
Sounds great.
So then I have 10 plays, count them, 10 plays to share for 2016 that are not only exciting and entertaining, but all address issues of substance, which is what Cyrano's likes to do.
I was going to stop you for one moment here. And one thing about Cyrano's that really makes it kind of an identify Cyrano's, is I know you often choose plays that have some sort of relevance to what's going on today, to today, either a topic which is going on or something historical which has happened recently, or even just celebrating new playwrights who are on there. So you choose your season by looking at what's going on around the world and choosing plays that way. Or how do you choose a season? Is that fair to say?
That's definitely part of it philosophically and important to me. But bottom line, it's intuitive. I don't have any master template plan. It's if the play, we have a certain passion connect to it, I think it's going to work, and I think it has some special meaning besides being entertaining.
So I've always noticed, Sandy, that whenever you talk about your season, you really have a passion about the plays. And that kind of goes along with what you're saying. You're not just picking a play because it's the biggest thing on Broadway. You're picking a play because it somehow speaks to you, and you feel that it's then going to speak to the population of Anchorage.
That's right.
And often it does. And so that passion comes through with the actors and the directors and technicians, with Cyrano's audiences on the stage. And that seems to be what makes Cyrano's. It's Sandy Harper and her passion for theater. So we're jump right into our next season here, coming in starting January.
Okay.
And let's start talking about what you got coming up here.
Okay, I will be happy to do that, but I'm going to talk fast and sort of give a haiku description of each one. But I want to encourage everyone to subscribe to our e-letter, where you can learn about each play in much more detail. And I also want to announce here and now that we are completely redesigning our website, and so you'll find much more complete information there as well. So, opening in January, Happy Birthday, Wanda June. And actually, that was Kurt Vonnegut's only play. And it was written in the 70s, but I still consider it extraordinarily pertinent.
It is. And Kurt Vonnegut's work always will ring true for generations, I think. He's such an insightful and imaginative writer with his novels, also with his play. He always brings something really interesting to the stage or to the page.
Yeah, he's very hilarious. It's very surreal. But it also deals with anti-war issues. And now what's very pertinent is anti-trophy hunting, which is in our headlines as well.
Right.
And, this is a quote I might use right now. There is a quote about Kurt Vonnegut being one of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century, second only to Einstein and Max Gröning. And, you know, he's
the Simpsons. Yes, right. Well, that's appropriate because they both have brilliant minds. They both are kind of quirky.
Yeah, that's right.
All three of them are, I should say.
Oh, and just a little P.S. Jerry, my husband, Jerry Harper, once played Loose Leaf Harper in this play years ago, and that's where I first saw it. And I know it plays well and that it's exciting.
Sounds great. Yeah. This is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt. My guest is Sandy Harper. We're talking about what's coming up next season, and we just started with next January with Happy Birthday, Wanda June. So let's get through the rest of the season.
Well, here. February is next, and we are hosting Toss Pop Productions. And you know, they always produce quality work. I'm very excited about this one. It's called Good Men Wanted, and it's a play about five women who fight in the American Civil War as men. And it's based on hundreds of true stories.
And this is written by Kevin Armento, who's a playwright who comes often to the Last Frontier Theater Conference.
Exactly. And that must have been where Toss Pop first heard this play.
They might have. I know they've done some shows they've picked up from that conference. So that's kind of what they do. They do shows about strong women roles.
And new work.
And new
They're
works,
very
right.
interested
yeah,
in new
yeah.
work.
Alicia Jones and Jill Sauerwein and Kerry Yanagawa, who's directing this.
Yes. They're all wonderful. You know.
Right.
And, maybe I have time for this interesting factoid. The final shots of the Civil War happened in the Alaskan waters of the Bering Seas, and it occurred 2 months after the Civil War was actually ended. I kind of love that.
Yeah.
And then in March, Rapture, Blister, Blurn, and this is an intensely funny play, which was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, directed and suggested by Krista Swarthing. So after grad school, Catherine and Gwen choose polar opposite paths. Catherine built a career as a rock star academic, while Gwen built a home with her husband and children. But decades later, each woman covets the other woman's life.
Uh-huh.
And so thus begins a dangerous game of musical chairs, and the prize being Gwen's husband.
Uh-oh.
So, so this one's very good, and of course it does talk about feminist ideas and gender politics.
Right. And the next play you have, we were talking before the show, is a favorite play by a favorite writer, Linda Barry, and I'll let you name the title of the play.
Well, it's called The Good Times Are Killing Me.
A great title for a play.
And I was so delighted that you know this play and, in fact, have done this play.
Linda Barry is one of those, she's not just a playwright, she's a writer, she's a performer to us.
And a cartoonist.
Yes, exactly. I've read her cartoons.
Yeah.
And she is such a well-rounded communicator about her life and words and everything. This is a wonderful play. Tell us about it.
Well, it really is. It is an autobiographical, and it is a comic drama about growing up in an interracial neighborhood in the 1960s. And it did enjoy a very long off-Broadway run. And again, another pertinent play.
Exactly.
Because real estate and race relations are definitely still in the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, evokes the period of the 60s and all the great music from that era.
There is some great music in this show.
And it's also about friendship between a young black girl and a young white girl and all the peer pressures that they experience. And then, you know, as often happens, when you get around to middle school, all of a sudden everything's ghettoized. And then you're no longer friends.
That's right. Peer pressure comes in.
Yep. Mm. So I'm extraordinarily excited about that one. I love that play. And then in June, Sila, which is a powerful, magical, moving play. Sila is the first of a 9-part play cycle about Arctic nations who are experiencing rapid changes due to global warming.
Talk about topic, right.
And especially because the Arctic Circle is now beginning 2 years under the leadership of Fran Omer. And this one is so perfect. And actually, my granddaughter saw that in Eugene, Oregon, where she was a student and told me about it. And I read it, and I am just so jazzed about the beauty of this play.
Mm-hmm.
It also, is about, it's a colliding about different value of different ways of knowing, and shows how apparently incompatible streams of knowledge can work together for a larger cause. And it's a multilingual play, too. You'll be hearing some of the characters speak in French and Inquinet, as well as English. So,
well, you got sign language in one play. You've got these languages. It's a multilingual season you've got
That's
going
on. That's right. I didn't think about that.
Well, in July, you've got the play Calendar Girls by Tim Firth. Tell us about that.
Well, Calendar Girls is a wonderful play. It's hilariously funny, poignant, and uplifting. And this play is about a group of friends who strip for a charity calendar to raise money for leukemia research. And this script is by Tim Firth, who also wrote the screenplay, and some people might be familiar with that movie because it was very popular, Calendar Girls. And this was one of the most successful long-running plays ever in the UK. And we are planning to create our own calendar with whoever the actresses
are. I was going to ask you about that. If that's something you're going to, after last year's a popular Fireman's Calendar we had here in Anchorage, maybe you're
going to. Oh, right. That's right. Of course, tastefully done, but still provocative.
Yeah. And then Dick Reichman is back doing one of his plays.
Yes, we have commissioned Dick to write a world premiere about Wally Hickel and Jay Hammonds called Wally J, and an imaginary meeting between these two men.
Because they never really met, but this is an imaginary meeting. Yeah.
It's a fictional meeting between two of Alaska's most fascinating and colorful governors. These were two very different men in temperament and philosophy, but who both wanted to shape the best possible future for the citizens of Alaska. And, of course, both of them are in the living memory of so many people. So Dick has been having a wonderful time researching to find the true character and essence of these men.
And so that's going to come up in next September,
about
a year from now.
It opens our September season 2016.
And then you're finishing the year with a pretty ambitious project, it sounds like.
We have actually.
Well, you have
three more shows.
Yeah,
October.
There's more plays here than I can keep count of.
Anthony and Cleopatra, Shakespeare's version. And many consider Cleopatra one of the most complex female characters in Shakespeare's bodies of work. And, you know, it can be described as a history play, a tragedy, a comedy, and a romance. And it's my intent to create Cleopatra mania throughout Anchorage because she's such a fascinating person.
Well, Sandy, we've got about 30 seconds
left. Oh, my
gosh. So quickly,
we have a hilarious Christmas play and a double feature with a Pinkalicious. That'll be next December.
And that last, the Christmas show is called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some.
Exactly.
And then running a repertory with Pinkalicious.
Which was a big hit for us.
That was, right. Yeah. Well, Sandy, it's always great to have you here on Stage Talk, and always nice to hear about all the shows that your passion is bringing to the Anchorage audience through Cyrano's Theater Company. And thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. And remember, theater's a collaboration. So there's lots of passionate people involved the productions at Cyrano's.
And for more information about Cyrano's this season or other shows playing in the area, go to alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and go to our Stage Talk calendar where you see links to all the theaters in town. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.